Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A breakthrough in quantum technology that can change the game for India's strategic and economic future, that is what we are witnessing today, as an indigenous dilution refrigerator at the quantum reference facility of Amravati Quantum Valley was successfully cooled to 4 Kelvin, equivalent to -269 degrees Celsius. This milestone marks a significant step in building the hardware backbone of India's National Quantum Mission, which was approved in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003.65 crore rupees for the period 2023 to 2031, with the Department of Science and Technology, that is the Department of Science and Technology, as the nodal agency. The National Quantum Mission seeks to make India one of the few nations with advanced quantum capabilities. The mission is organized around four thematic verticals, each anchored by thematic hubs in leading institutions. These verticals are quantum computing, communication, sensing and metrology, and materials and devices. But why are these areas so crucial? What makes this significant is that superconducting qubits, a leading approach to quantum computing, are extraordinarily fragile. Any heat or stray energy causes decoherence, destroying the quantum information. To stay coherent, the qubits must be kept at temperatures close to absolute zero. A dilution refrigerator is the specialized machine that achieves these millikelvin temperatures using a mixture of helium isotopes. Reaching 4 Kelvin with an indigenous unit demonstrates that India can build a critical, hitherto import-dependent piece of quantum hardware domestically. Absolute zero is 0 Kelvin, which equals -273.15 degrees Celsius. 4 Kelvin is an intermediate cooling stage on the path to the much colder operating temperatures of qubits. Now, let us turn to the significance of Amravati Quantum Valley. Amravati Quantum Valley, in Andhra Pradesh, is being developed as a hub for quantum research, industry and skilling. The quantum reference facility there hosts the refrigerator milestone, and a second reference facility is being established at SRM University, AP. But why does this matter for India? First, quantum computing can break or secure encryption, with profound implications for national security and finance. This gives India strategic autonomy. Second, indigenous dilution refrigerators reduce dependence on a handful of foreign suppliers, which means self-reliance. Third, applications of quantum technology span drug discovery, materials, logistics optimization, weather modeling and secure communication, which has immense economic potential. And here is something that surprises many students: the global race for quantum supremacy is on, with the United States, China and the EU investing heavily, and the National Quantum Mission keeps India competitive. However, there are challenges ahead. Quantum hardware is expensive and technically demanding. There is a shortage of trained quantum scientists and engineers. The timelines before practical, error-corrected machines emerge are long. And there is a need for a domestic supply chain of cryogenics, lasers and control electronics. So what is the way forward? Sustain long-term funding and patient investment across the 8-year horizon. Build human capital through dedicated quantum curricula and fellowships. Foster academia-industry startup partnerships around the thematic hubs. And develop an indigenous supply chain for cryogenics and quantum components. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Quantum Mission was approved in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003.65 crore rupees for the period 2023-31. With the Department of Science and Technology as the nodal agency. The target is to achieve 50 to 1,000 physical qubits over 8 years. The four verticals are quantum computing, communication, sensing and metrology, and materials and devices. The milestone achieved is an indigenous dilution refrigerator cooled to 4 Kelvin, which is minus 269 degrees Celsius. Absolute zero is 0 Kelvin, which equals minus 273.15 degrees Celsius. And there are facilities like the Quantum Reference Facility at Amravati Quantum Valley and a second facility at SRM University AP. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember this number. The National Quantum Mission was approved in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003.65 crore rupees. Note this carefully, the four verticals of the mission are quantum computing, communication, sensing and metrology, and materials and devices. This is a favorite prelims fact. The target is to achieve 50 to 1000 physical qubits over 8 years. For mains, you can discuss the applications and challenges of quantum computing for India under the topic Quantum Technology is the Next Frontier of Strategic and Economic Competition. Examine India's preparedness through the National Quantum Mission. In conclusion, India's quantum leap through the National Quantum Mission and the development of indigenous dilution refrigerators marks a significant step towards achieving strategic autonomy and self-reliance in the field of quantum technology, with far-reaching implications for national security, finance, and economic growth. The success of this mission will determine India's position in the global quantum race and its ability to harness the power of quantum technology for the benefit of its citizens.